This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every Saturday.
He puts up with me, too.
Nah, I don't put up with you. Nobody
puts
up with you.
Yeah, he does.
But Jason joins us, and he gets us set for Atlanta United as he did this past Saturday, getting ready for yesterday's match. But throughout the season, he's been on every Saturday and Sundays when we were doing it, talking about Atlanta United. Then the next week we would come back and he would, you know, let us know. And you could just tell the frustration in his voice when he came here. Expected this team to do a lot more this season. And it's just been one of those years where, as they say in broadcasting, he's earned his money this year, trying to stay positive and keep us positive. He's done a great job at it. So finally, when there's something to really celebrate, we don't want to wait a week to get Jason back. We want to bring him on, let him crow a little bit, tell us what we saw last night, and he decided to join us this morning. We can't thank him enough. So, Jason,
absolutely.
Thank you for getting up and joining us on this non-scheduled segment. But, man, we could blame you and Mike for getting us the win, but just overall, how would you describe what you saw in this Atlanta United team yesterday?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, it was kind of what we talked about going into the game. You needed to see this team be better in both boxes, but especially on the attack. You know, this was a team that had 14 goals coming into this one. And I think the crazy thing about Atlanta United in 2025 is you've got now 18 goals this season. Two games have resulted in 8 of those goals. You have 2 games with 4 goals. They have the capability of scoring like they did last night. They were finally, I think, a little more clinical. They got more numbers forward, and it was something that, in the full-time report, you can go back and listen to Jay Fortune, his conversation with myself and Mike. It was something that Ronnie Dyla wanted the attacking midfielders to do, because it can't just be on Latte Lott and Miguel Almiron to score the goals for this team. Other guys have to get into the box, get into goal-scoring opportunities, and then convert. And you got set-piece mastery from Derek Williams. He scores. He gets an assist as well. You get a goal from Jay Fortune, a midfielder. You get a goal from Bartosz Szlich, a midfielder from a set piece. You had more people contributing, and it made for a game where you were never behind, and you answered any moment of Cincinnati, who's a top team in this league, coming back into it. You just were able to hold your nerve and get the win, which was much, much needed.
Absolutely, folks. Great to spend some time on this holiday Monday morning on the waitfor.com hotline with Jason Longshoe. And he is social, especially today. You can always find him at Longshoe, because, of course, he is your host for Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Jason, talk about the fact that they win this game last night, the primetime game of all times to come out. And as I said earlier on our show here this morning, sometimes you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. But to do it against the team that's performing the way that Cincinnati has this season, and to do it under the watchful eyes of the entire league. Everybody got a chance to see, okay, maybe we were able to get over on these guys in the first several months of the season. From this forward, maybe this is the real Atlanta United team that everyone expected. We see signs of it and the way it really is supposed to look last night.
Yeah, these Sunday night soccer games, you know, you had Miami here on one of these earlier this year, and that was a wild back and forth that had a ton of attacking soccer in it. This one did as well. there's something about it. You know, you think back to when Sunday Night Football started. I mean, even go way, way back to Monday Night Football. There's just a different vibe. There's a different feeling. And maybe it's just a different energy. Maybe get up for the game in a little bit different way. But these games have really delivered. And, you know, I'll get to the second part of what you were asking. This is a team that needed to show that they could handle that kind of energy. And I think pressure in a way, because, yeah, one of the big storylines coming into this was Atlanta United has not been what anybody expected. Why? And you had all of the national media looking at it and throwing their theories out there, and you had to answer that. And you had to show that, you know, what this season has been up to this point, which hasn't been good enough, doesn't define what maybe it can be. Now, you get another quick turn to Wednesday, 2 days in between, to rest, and one win is great, but you've got to show that you can do this on a more regular basis. And that's going to be the key for this group going forward, especially with a long stretch of road games coming up after Wednesday night.
And that's what I was going to ask you about. Jason Longshore joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're in for the Steakhouse. How sustainable is what we saw last night, or will adjustments need to be made to continue it depending on the opponent, home, road, indoor, outdoor, all of that stuff that plays into the season as far as what this team has in front of them?
Definitely the opponents will present different challenges, no question about that. I think one element that is something Ronnie Dyla mentioned in his post-game commentary is that you've got to have more of the ball to have more control. Now, Cincinnati's a very good team, and they were able to pin Atlanta in multiple times. And the credit to Atlanta United is that even with less of the ball than their opponent, they were able to create dangerous opportunities. I know a lot of people have pulled up the stat sheet and pointed to Cincinnati's shots, but they took so many bad shots. And yeah, it shows up in the category. It's a shot. But when it's a shot from 40 yards and it ends up in the 15th row, are you really that concerned about it?
Yeah.
No. There were a ton of chances that Cincinnati ended up settling for long range, low percentage. And you'll take that. What you want to see from Atlanta United going forward, though, is more possession to dictate the game a little bit more. That's kind of on both sides of the ball, offense and defense. When you have the ball, you're going to be able to create more. You're going to be able to do what Cincinnati did, pin the opponent back away from their attacking half, away from the goal they're trying to score in. It helps you defensively as well when you have that possession, because you can dictate where the game is being played and where the ball is on the field. Field position is a big element of this. You don't want to have to always play off of the ball, look for counterattacks, try to convert on set pieces, those sorts of things. That's something that this team has to, in my opinion, kind of regain its confidence to do. But this is a good step in that direction, and it's a good win. And it felt like Ronald Hernandez talked about this. When you get wins like this, you can feel the confidence flowing, almost like coming back into the group. It felt that way in the locker room after the game. Now, can that carry forward to Wednesday? And that's just, that has to be the question right now with the season that this team has had. Great win, good stuff, a lot of eyeballs on it, a lot of goal scorers, all kinds of good things coming out of it. But it doesn't mean as much if you can't follow it up on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's what you mentioned. You mentioned the locker room, and I was going to ask you about that, you know, the vibe in the locker room, what a win like this does for the locker room. When you look in the mirror and say, yes, we are that good. Yes, we are this side. This is what we are supposed to do. And you get something that kind of confirm and reaffirm that and send a different type of vibe through the locker room now.
Yeah, it needs to be that kind of feeling. And I think one other element, you know, we specifically got Jay Fortune and Matt Edwards on the post-game show. And you can go back and listen to those interviews on the Full-Time Report, Off the Woodwork podcast. You can get that after every Atlanta United game. But Jay and Matt, I think those are two guys with the performances that they had. Jay was man of the match, in my opinion. Matt was very good defensively, and he's been very good defensively. These are two guys that you talk about the overall team confidence. These are two guys that every player in this team has confidence in, and that has grown over this season. These are two players who they came to Atlanta as teenagers to join the Atlanta United Academy from the Raleigh area in North Carolina. They came together. They're basically like brothers. And now when you look on the field for emotional reactions and moments, good, bad, trying to motivate, all of the above, those are two guys that you see that from. And these are two young players. And these are two players that are not on the high end of the salary scale. They didn't come in from other leagues around the world. These are two guys who have become Atlanta through and through. And I think the overall confidence of the group is one element, but having guys like Miguel Almiron, Latte Lott, Alexei Maranchuk — I thought Maranchuk was brilliant last night, by the way — when those guys can look at Jay and Matt and Noah Cobb when he gets called upon, the guys who have been here since they were kids, and they can look at them and say, I can go to battle with that guy. He's got my back. You know, if I get kicked, he's going to come kick somebody and get them back for me. That confidence in those kinds of guys, that's another huge element to what a game and a win like this one can bring you, because those are two guys who are becoming focal points of this group and almost have to be on the field.
All right, Jason. So earlier I asked you about the sustainability of what we saw last night, and let's put it to the teams they have in front of them. New York is going to be on Saturday, but up first on Wednesday night is Orlando. What you know of this team, and having watched them play the way they have, are they going to let Atlanta play the way they did last night come Wednesday?
It's a game that could look somewhat similar in that Orlando is a team that typically would like to have more of the ball like Cincinnati did. It's a team that maybe from a defensive standpoint, the way that they press aggressively, not quite as much. I think the other element that gives you something to exploit in Orlando is their back line does not have a lot of speed. And you think back to a couple of opportunities in this one where Atlanta finally started to look for that ball over the top and get Latte Lott off to the races, running past defenders. Orlando's center backs cannot run with Latte Lott. I think that's something that you have to look for more if you're Atlanta United. And you can take that away from, there was one long ball over the top, Matt Miazga completely misplayed, Latte Lott got in behind him. A couple other opportunities where he ran something down out wide. You had Sava Lobjanidze run one down as well on a ball over the top. That, what we saw against Cincinnati and what worked at times with that, the longer ball over the top to get into the attacking half. And then, okay, if you win the ball, great. Then you're set up in the attacking half. You can try to build an attack. If you don't win the ball, you can press and force the team to have a turnover. And there was one where Jay Fortune pressed, forced a turnover, goes out for a corner kick. You score off the corner. So that's something that you can carry from Cincinnati to Orlando. But this is a team that has not lost very often in the past couple of months, Orlando City. They're a very veteran-laden team. This is a team that's not going to get rattled. You've got to take it to them with your speed, in my opinion, because I don't think Orlando can run with you. And then by the time you get to Saturday in New Jersey and Red Bull Arena, it is going to be really difficult because you will have played Sunday, 2 days off, Wednesday, 2 days off, and travel and play at Red Bull Arena. It will kind of come down. Saturday is Saturday. You get to that later and you see who's fresh, who can give you 60 minutes, who can give you 45 minutes, who can give you 90. Orlando is the most important one. You have to go all in on winning this match at home. That's the better opportunity to win out of the two. You have to fully go for it, and I think you have to go for it utilizing your speed, because that's how you can hurt this Orlando City team.
Fantastic stuff. Fantastic stuff, Jason. We appreciate you.
And yeah, that was great.
Spinning around after last night and you and Mike on the call, but it was such an exciting win and something that this team really needed, something we needed to see. We wanted to see this team perform up to the preseason expectations. I think we saw it. Like I've said earlier today, sometimes you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And it came out last night in a great way.
And before he goes, he gave a little rundown of where he's at. So, Jason, before you go, didn't you say you were going to be appearing someplace
today?
Yeah,
what you got today?
Yeah, I had like three things yesterday. They were all great. Great okay. crowds all over the place. Got to hang out with Blooper for a little while and watch some Premier League soccer. That was great. Today, I'm up at Nofo Brewing in Cumming. Nofo Brewing is a sponsor of a team in England called Walsall. And they're playing in the promotion final to get to the third division. It's a huge game. It's a small club that hasn't been at this level all that often. And they have a very local tie, which is very cool. Make sure you're following 929 The Game on social media and soccer down here. We're going to have some stories about how that connection came together. And we'll see if Walsall can get into the third division. And then maybe we all have another team to root for, right?
There you go.
There we go.
And then Saturday, hopefully we can get in touch with you, have you come on and join us to talk about not just Wednesday's match, but get us set for Saturday night, Atlanta United versus the Red Bulls.
You know I got you.
There you go. Jason Longshore, you're the best, buddy. Enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day.
Thanks, man.
Have fun at your promotion later on. And, man, yeah, this is just last minute, though, but we can't.
Yeah.
We can't just, like, let that one go. We've been waiting for this kind of excitement out of his voice in a long time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.